Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing challenges faced by families in flooding areas amidst heavy rains that have been falling in most parts of the country. Zimbabwe's Civil Protection Unit has warned motorists to desist from crossing flooded rivers and urged school authorities not to dismiss children from schools unless it is safe to do so, as several children have drowned because of the rains. To discuss our topic in detail, we are joined by our guests, Ntombizodwa Khumalo, the councillor for Ward 23, and Patricia Chabalala, deputy chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Right, so while we are waiting for our guests, we have seen that the Civil Protection Unit has urged many people there that they should be vigilant. They should not cross flooded rivers, and they should be always on the lookout for their children, because some have been sending their children for errands, and then you find that they are met with the challenges there. Right, and let's take a look at what is happening here in America as we talk today. While we wait for our guest to join us shortly, we are expecting Mrs. Patricia Chabalala from the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, and we are also expecting our guest Ntombizodwa Khumalo so that they can walk us through to what is happening. Right, as I promised you that I will take a look on what is happening here in America. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance officially opened the 2025 Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, today. Conservative leaders, including U.S. President Donald Trump and politicians from Argentina, Britain, Poland, and Italy, are among those set to address a three-day meeting to conservatives outside of Washington beginning this Thursday. The annual conference is brought together by one of the oldest conservative political organizations in the U.S., the American Conservative Union, which advocates for conservative American values. Other sessions are to include discussions of cryptocurrency and Middle East peace, and a panel featuring relatives of hostages being held in Gaza. The CPAC conference helped Trump emerge as a figure in conservative politics, and one which he addressed every year during his prior term in office. President Trump's pick to lead VOA, Carrie Lake, is scheduled to speak on Friday. Meanwhile, 14-year-old Jesma fled Sudan's Darfur region after armed militias killed her parents and brother, leaving her to care for her younger siblings. Now living in a refugee camp in Chad, she works long hours to keep her family fed, a reality faced by many children displaced by brutal violence in Darfur. Henry Wilkins reports.
14-year-old Gesma arrived in this refugee camp on Chad's border with Sudan's Darfur region 2 years ago. She says she fled Darfur after ethnic Arab militias killed her mother, father, and brother. VOA is withholding her last name to protect her identity.
They killed my little brother. After that, they caught me and then released me. I saw a lot of dead people when we were traveling along the road.
She made the journey to Chad with only her younger siblings and her stepfather. Now she works in kitchens and waitresses at a restaurant here in the town of Adre.
I wash clothes and clean furniture too. This is my work. The money I earn, I give to my family so we can buy food.
She says she is the sole breadwinner for the family, including her stepfather, who is unemployed. Social workers in Adre told VOA that teenage girls like Gesma, who work at local night spots, are often subject to abuse by their employers and customers. UNICEF, the UN's children's agency, says child labour in Adre is a major problem.
It's very difficult to have a clear statistics on this. But it is an issue. It is a big issue.
Many children can be seen making mud bricks and working in markets all over Adre. Kazato says that if they're working, they're not only exposing themselves to potential danger, but are also missing out on their education and perhaps most importantly, their childhoods. She says children who arrive with no caregivers are especially vulnerable to exploitation.
So children who arrived either completely alone, so with no care, without caregivers, like without parents or without any other relative, and those are the most vulnerable because they really arrived alone.
Gesma says she just wants things to go back to the way they were in Darfur when she used to hang out with her friends.
My friends were killed. There were three of them. I used to go to school with them.
With so many of those she loved gone and the responsibility of providing for her younger siblings, there is little hope for a return to normality. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Adre, Chad.
Yes, I would like to welcome our first caller for the day, who on the line. Yebo ke siyakwamukela ecingweni mlale.
Sakubona mama Sandile Mhlanga, kunjani na lapho na balaleli nababukeli lapha bakhona ephasini leli lonke mazombe?
Hayi, siyaphila lapha kuhle sibili, kunjani khona ngapho lapha likhona?
Hey, lapha sikhona siraiti maningi nemvula, imvula abantu baningi bayalila. Abantu baningi bayalila ngaphana ngapha. Ngendaba yemvula, ngendlela inangakhona, ilimazile indlela, ibulela abantu baningi, imizi iphukile, abantu abana lapha bangafihla khona amakhanda.
Yebo, lingaphi kwelizwe ke nje sikhuluma kanje?
Lapha ngikhona ngise South Africa, uma sikhuluma nje Pretoria, ipo sikhona njenganje uma ngikhuluma nje.
Yebo, ungathi izulu linengi okokuthi lidala umonakalo njengalokho elikwenza eZimbabwe?
Ya, ngendlela liningi ngakhona, liyenzile umonakalo omkhulu kakhulu. Masikhuluma ngale Durban, indawo sifana Spingo, sibonile imizi eminingi ikhukhulwe ngamanzi, sabona abantu baningi phezu bayi-6 bahlongakele. Masitshenja lapha ngikhona ePretoria, namhlanje selijamile, mara lithomile Saturday, lathoma kuna Saturday yanchini izolo, namhlanje sekuseni. So sabona izindawo eziningi, sazi ukuthi abantu baningi bakha duze nasemfula. So izinto sizibuli, sabona lapha idolobha ibizwa iMontana, sabona amaflats amaningi, umoya lipulile imizi eminingi, even masitshenja nasemamelodi nomasiyasi, indawo ebizwa Novuso naseMarikana nezinye izindawo ufana naseNurieni, masitshenja naseJoburg, Alexander naseJaskei, even nasempumalanga, even masikhuluma even indawo zifana lapha ekwetu ngale eZimbabwe, sizwile ukuthi imvula inile, imigwaqo nayo ayikhambi. Masikhuluma ngendawo yaseNkundu laphaya, indlela yakhona sabona ibhesi libe lihlezi phakathi kwemigwaqo, lingakhona ukuhamba izinto ezifana lezo.
Yebo ke, ungathini ngalokho okwenzakala kwezinye izigaba zakoBulawayo, lapho esizwa kuthiwa amanzi angena emalokitshini endlini zabantu, amanye eletha ingcikeza amanye bidliza impahla amasofa izitulo ukudla ikhukhula konke
ya hiyo into siyikhuluma ukuthi hey kunzima kulo kuyabheda izinto ngenye ikhamba ngakhona ngale eBulawayo masibona amasofa sibona abantu se abana indlu bangayenza babambe indasi into ihlungu kuhamba la into siyibonayo sibona izulu ngendlela ngakhona izulu vele silithanda ukuthi line mara ngendlela ngakhona lina ngenye indlela singayizwi sisi masibona izulu lingena la emalocation ingena endlini izindlu amasofa ukudla imbahla sazi ukuthi kunama-basic ukuthi ama-ID abantwana imbahla namaphilisi abantu abadala so into esifana lezo vele kuhlungu kuhamba la masithenja ilizwe lethu ufana nezimbabwe alifana nezwe leli e-South Africa kuthi mangabanehlekelele bayagijima masinya labo banceda abantu ukuthi babakhiphe lapho banikeze ukudla so into leyo isohlungu kuhamba la masibona sibona abogogo sibona nabomama khulukhulu abomama banabantwana bancane even nabobaba sazi ukuthi ma izulu malina ngendlela efana leya sazi ukuthi izulu siyalifuna ukuthi line hhayi ukuthi lingene endlini ngenxa yokuthi izulu ma langene endlini akusesemnandi sekukumbi kakhulu into esifana leza so siyazwa ubuhlungu vele ngesimo sezulu ngendlela lina ngakhona
yebo ke hhayi siyabonga kakhulu umbono wakho osiphe wona umfundisi Richard Moyo Okay, let's bongile lati. Yes, that was Richard Moyo, one of the listeners here who called us saying that even where he is at in South Africa, there are some people who built houses near the rivers and they are also experiencing flooding like what is happening in Bulawayo and some parts of Zimbabwe. Yebo ke siyakwamukela ecingweni. We have our guest, Patricia Chabalala of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Welcome to the show.
Yebo, ngiyakubona.
Yebo, ungasichasisela nje ukuthi kwenzakalani khona ngapho koBulawayo ngodaba lwamanzi lezulu leli elina lingelamkhawulo. Kuyini eselikubonile? Sikhuluma kanje.
Sikhuluma kanje, sibone okuhle lokubi. Ngingathi nje kube zinsuku ezidlulile zisina khonapha, sibone ukufa komntwana. Umntwana wathathwa ngamanzi, wathola kabe sesile bekudinga amapholisi ethethwe ngamanzi. Ngokunye isehlaka bethi buhlungu senesi. Yabona kwezinye indawo amalokitshi athize ephumula le nkulumane ngasendlule khonapha okubezindlu ezingenelwe ngamanzi phakathi okubethela ukuthi sesaba siyesaba singabona sezithala sesaba noma besaba ukuthi siyafisa ukuthi izululine ngesilubona ukube sicina sisesaba
ye kodwa abaningi khona ngapho edolobheni lakoBulawayo bakhala ngokuswela amanzi okusebenzisa ye manje lapho ngenxa izulu lisina kanje kuyaphathisa yini ukuthi abantu bekhongozele bathole awokunatha awokuhlamba izitsha lokunye nje okuthene
yikho kuhle kwakhona ngezulu leli kuphathise kakhulu nanamhlanje nginje esenta khonapho nabantwana khona phila ngamazwe okukhongozela ye siba ngawo kube kuhle ngoba kuyafika amanzi ngoba vele mina phesa kulamazi kwamathathu singagqiba amazi avela kukhantshule aphume ezimpompini
ye nxa ukhuluma lapha ngokunye ukuthi okwenzakala ngamanzi siyabona njalo ukuthi kulabantu abalimayo kakhulu abantu balimile khona ngapha edolobheni lakoBulawayo kunjani khona phana kumbe basengozini yokuthi bengaganyulelwa kusemthethweni yini bathola isivuno muhle umumbi
kuhle kakhulu kuhle kakhulu emasinini noma abaphuzuke nje kungani kutesile kungani kunjani kodwa kweqiniso kuhle kuhle kakhulu ngiyazi ukuthi kuyaganyulelwa nxa ukhansika ngakuhlamulela lapho hhayi yabe phamanise kakhulu ngoba uNkulunkulu usiphile kwenje abantwana sebezavuka nabo upheke athwale layo umphakethi wesikole babuye badle ngoba kayindlala ikhona singemdlala kakhulu khonapho kodwa ngokwezilimo hayi kuhle kakhulu kuhle sizaphila
yebo ke lapho nxa likhuluma ngabantwana abanye abathethwe ngamanzi ngomntwana othethwe ngamanzi kulezixwayiso yini ezeneleyo kuzakhamizi ukuthi bevikele njani abantwana labo bezivikele njani ngalesi sikhathi uzolisina kakhulu
ye inhlanganiso ezizimeleze nezo ama-CSOs aphakamile kakhulu nakumafoni lapha kuyafundisa kakhulu ukuthi sizinakelele nokuthi sicatshe njani singaphepha njani baphakeme sibili bayafundisa bayafake izifundo kubuye yonke indawo so mina ngiyathokoza nendlela abakubeka ngayo ukuthi basifundise nokuthi singazivikela njani nokuba kuthi nxa kufike yagcine ungani yaphazama ukuthi sengingathini kodwa uma ulolwazi uyakuncediseka
ye njengoba sibona nje ukuthi kusingunhlanganiso elela amalungelo ezakhamizi Ibulawayo Progressive Residents Association selike laba le mihlangano yini yokuthi licubungule lolu daba lidinga isisombululo ukuthi i-council incedise labana abahlala ezindlini ezingakhangwa kuhle kumbe labantu nje beziphathe njani bethole ngaphi usizo
ye ibhizi imihlangano siyancedisa kakhulu ingena lapha nalapha yenza lama-meetings imihlangano labantu ibafundisa ibatshengisa nokubancedisa nokubavikela sibili ukuthi bengawo ezingezini zokuthathwa ngamanzi
yebo ke kuhle hhayi uhlale khonapha ungomhlonitsha wethu lamhla esimthembileyo lapho esiyabe sixoxa laye uhlelo luze luye phela ongafaki phansi ifoni sizwa kuthiwa silo mlaleli ecingweni siyakwamukela kuhlelo mlaleli wethu
no
yebo nyakuzwa ungazibetha ngegama usitshele ukuthi ngubani njalo ungaphi kwelizwe kukanti ekhaya uvela ngaphi
ngiyaphila igama ngolamiko owakomoyo ebutswana endaweni okuthiwa kusemlekulule ekhaya ngivela etsholotsholo siphela
wo sizwa kuthiwa khona ngapho kwele butswana lakho kunzima ngamanzi ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani
ngapha ebutswana kunzima kakhulu izulu line kakhulu lathatha izimota kwenye indawo yabantu akusemlapho cross bekungadluleki
wena ubuhamba ngaphi khonapho njalo ungesaba ukuthi ungangena engozini
nami bendlula vele emsebenzini siyalapha endihlala khona so ngase ngihlangana lesimo esinjalo nami ngabonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngiphephile
kodwa ungasixoxela ungasichasela nje kabanzi ukuthi uboneni njalo bekulo sizo yini ukuthi abantu bephume kuleso simo
usizo lona luke lwaba khona but abantu basizakale kakhulu namuhla ekuseni
ye basizakale ngani
imota ezikade ziphethwe ngamanzi ezinye zidingeze zikhitshwa ngamasota emanzini then la manzi amanzi angenile emashobhusini labantu babonakalele
yeyi hayi kunzima hayi siyabonga kakhulu ukusixhasa kuhle
hayi kulungile
yebo ke that was Lamek Tewa of Botswana where there's also the incessant rainfalls causing flooding and there have been pictures on social media with the cars which were also in dire straits they trying to cross over and he says some help was finally brought to many people early this morning. Yeah, well, before we take a short break, sizathanda ukukutshela ukuthi uhlala ukhona khonapho Nkosikazi Patricia Chabalala siyaphenduka kathesi sixoxe lawe. Now let's take a short break. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that you are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. We are discussing the flooding that is experienced in most parts of Zimbabwe, with some water getting into some houses, destroying furniture, and even bringing in dirt from best sewers. And we have our guest, Patricia Chabalala from the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, who says there has been a lot of progressive steps taken by the country's Department of Civil Protection Unit, which has advised people, which has given people many pointers as to how they can protect themselves, their families, their children from the rain, as there has been some deaths and some drownings as a result. Yaboke sesiphenduka kuwe kathesi ke nkosikazi Chabalala. Ungasichazisela ukuthi emhlanganweni leyalibe layo iCouncil ithini ngalolu daba lokuswelakala kwamanzi nokuthi emadamu kungeneni. Sizwile besithi kukhona ukuthonteleyo emadamu. Kuyini elikuzwayo lina njengezakhamizi elikutshelwayo khona ngapha?
Sisizwa nje kuqala besisethuka kakhulu ngoba besisebisakulangithola ukungenile. Sitshelwa ngokuthi imbangela kuyini njengoba amadamu aziswana njalo amazangile emadamu sokwaba nje bekuthi azamiseka komfula njengoba kunalaba abantu abamakorokoza laba abakhepha igolide. Kodwa saphaba besesisizwa futhi ukuthi sokungenile, kukhanya kungenile sesizawathola amanzi. Ngizwe kuthiwa ungabe iCouncil sezafika amanzi ngendlela enhle efaneleyo ngoba ke singawatholi. Njengoba ngitsho nje ukuthi thina lapha ku-eliya enhlala khona asikaze sithole amanzi kube 2 weeks singatholanga amanzi aphuma kuthepha, sika nawo kukhongozela.
Ye, njengomuntu ogcina intandane khona ngapho, kulula yini ukuphila njalo? Njalo ungathi izulu leli selilethe ububelo yini ukuthi ngoba selingathola amanye amanzi okusebenzisa labantwana?
Izulu leli lincedile kakhulu. Lincedile ngoba mina amanzi wona lawo engiwakholekthayo, engiwavunayo, yiwanceda abantwana njengoba kuvele kungakamanzi. Sengize ngikuqhalela ncane ngibona lingabuya ngokuthi athi masebe bine nje sithole amanzi okuthi bageze njalo flashy toilet ngoba jama-toilet wanzima kakhulu adinga amanzi. So kuyabancedisa kakhulu abantwana. Leso sise saba nje ukuthi xa kulamafulazi ukuthi ye uzathaba kakhulu abe sekuya njalo seba maningi kakhulu abe sesikhukhula. Kodwa iqiniso elipheleleyo ukuthi sizile ukuthi uncedisile kakhulu.
Yebo ke hayi ntemba kulungile ukuthi abantu labo beke bethabe kakhulu nxa kuletha usizo. Ehe, njalo sesikhangela ke kulabo uthe bakhona abanye abaxwayisayo inhlanganiso lezi ezizimeleyo ukuthi abantu beziphathe njani lapho ukuthi bengawelwa yingozi. Ungabela abanye ukuthi yiziphi ezinye iziqondiso eziphiwayo ukuthi abantu behlale bephephile?
Ye, zikhona sinezinkulu esizixwayisiweyo ngoba bebesitshela lokuthi linyanzelela amalanga anje nanje kungaba bezulu elikhulu elingaphazamisa likhukhula abantu. Yisixwayiso sakuqala esiqakathekileyo, besitshela ukubana sihlale ndawoni ngekhaya singaphongohambahamba. Besikhuthaza futhi lokuthi nxa izulu lisiba singami ngaphansi kwezihlahla, singagadi bezimota bezingoba nxa amanzi esemaningi akukhukhula lemota. Lokuthi nje singaphonge ukungena emfuleni phongeuchapha sithi siyachapha sibona amanzi ehamba sesichapha. Nokuthi abantwana sibona ukuthi siyabagcina bengekhaya ukuze bengangeni bayithathwa ngamaziye ngalokhu esikuboni beyi.
Yebo ke kodwa abantu bangani bayalalela yini ngoba imbiko le iphuma ngaphi? ifakwe emafonini emaradiweni khona emakliniki bayifinyelela yini abantu imbiko yonke leyo yezixwayiso.
Ye noma kungaphumeleli kakhulu ngoba ikakhulu khathesi sisebenzisa amafoni abanye zabanya wona la ama-smartphones abatshengisayo kodwa hhayi kubekiwe nje kuma-placards kwindawo zonke nje kutshengisa ngokusheya siyasheya ungathola la usiqhubeza kwigroup usiqhubeza kwabanye ukuthi nanku isixwayiso e-FSP yona kumaradio lapha bayaxwayisa.
Yebo ke hayi kuhle ke kuyezwakala. That was our guest Patricia Chabalala who was saying that there is enough knowledge that is being distributed to the people except maybe those without access to their cell phones, to the telephone or Wi-Fi may not see everything, but they are told on how to take care of themselves and how to avoid further accidents from this. And that as Bulawayo, where she stays, is experiencing water shortages. The rains are bringing some relief as some water can be harvested so that the orphans, which she also keep, can have access to the water for daily activities, for bathing, for washing their clothes, and for flushing the toilets. Another major health hazard that is being brought by the water shortages. Yebo ke ungasichasisela ke njalo Nkosikazi Chabalala ukuthi nxa libhoda lapha kweminye imizi labo makhelwana kuyini elikubona ukusenzakala ngaleli zulu elinayo. Ye, njengenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi nxa libhoda lapha edolobheni lakoBulawayo kuyini elibona kusenzakala njalo yiwaphi amalokitshi esingathi kahle kahle ahlaselwe yikudoda kwamanzi?
Ngiwafikile eduze lapho emabuthweni bahlaselwe ngasenkulumane nangapho esizilinda liphumula bahlaselwe sikuyamanzi angena abakhathaza kakhulu nezimpahla zamani ziyajikijelwa phansi. Maningi amalokishi akhathazileyo kakhulu ngamanzi awo ngoba bengena ezindlini phakathi okuze kulethe ukuthi abantu bagcine labo bengezwa kuhle ngoba linganethwa kakhulu ligcina ligodola futhi liyabe lishaye livale selithetha ukuthi sesisifa ngoba nimathi kunjalo yabo sukubona ukuthi sengikhukhulwa lemuva. So yikho sihlangana lakho abantu bawafuna amanzi kodwa bagcine bengasahlaliseki ngokwesaba ukuthi bengakhukhulwa ngazona lezi zehlakale ekadeni zikhuluma khonapho.
Ye, okokugcina ungabathiyela liphi ilizwi abantu elesixwayiso?
Ye, engingabathiyela khona ukuthi gabalalele imilayezo abayitshelwayo njalo bengabona izulu lithwaba ngabona ukuthi bahlala ndawonye ngekhaya njalo babona ukuthi bapha ngekhaya bayavula amanzi emajaradeni bengavali kakhulu amajarada abavulela amanzi ukuthi nxa ebuya emaningi adlule angadwaleyo athi nabe seqinini njenendlini. Okuzongixwayisa nabezikoleni ukuthi siyacela kakhulu abezikoleni ukuthi bengabona izulu lixabisa ukuthi ngeke ingabi liyathwala ngithembisa ukuthi kuzavula kakhulu bakhipha abantwana amafinyane baye ngemakhaya.
Yebo ke hayi isixwayiso esiqakathekileyo leso. With that, we have come to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guest, who's the deputy chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association, Patricia Chabalala. We would also like to thank our callers, viewers, and listeners. Let's meet again tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. I'm your hostess, Thandekile Mhlanga, here in Washington, D.C.